Backstage YQM Country Fest with one of the stars of the show for day two, Dustin Lynch. Welcome back to the East Coast.
Great to be back. Man, it's good timing. Thank you, guys. Have us every August. It's too dang hot in Tennessee right now.
You know what? I was talking to a member of your team, and she said it's a great relief here, but she's like in a parka.
Yeah, oh, I know. We got thin skin right now, thin blood. Well, you know, we get all four seasons in Tennessee, so yeah, right now we're wimps. And then about December, we'll be used to it.
Man, I feel the same way. We're the same kind of same way up up this way as well. Listen, man, you got a wicked new single that is out right now. I had somebody send me a message like, if Dustin Lynch performs, you got to send me a video.
Like, I've been seeing the same messages. Yeah, it's been good. I'm excited to get up there. Stars Like Confetti's been honestly doing what I thought it would do. Thomas Rhett's a rider on it, so I knew it had a pretty good shot to go and climb up to the top. So I'm happy to be on the rocket ship. He's closing down tomorrow out here.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of course, you guys have hung, obviously.
We have. Yeah, we toured in 2019. Something about summer. What was the tour? Summer? Very hot? No. Very hot summer tour. I had it right. Okay.
How's the summer been? You've just been flying, eh?
Yeah, it's been amazing, man. We really started in March and haven't slowed down. We had until end of July. We've had a few weeks break, and I realize I don't do well with a break, especially in summertime when all my friends are out touring. So it's good to be back on stage, and I'm really excited. I'm well-rested, voices rested up, and we get to take the stage with Keith Urban. He's the first artist that ever believed in us and took us on tour back in 2013.
Man, that's a cool little tidbit I didn't know.
Yeah, he's one of the best. I learned so much from Keith and his team. He's still got a lot of the same team members here. I see him in the hallway, so it's going to be great to catch up with everybody.
That's going to be fantastic. Of course, you're going to be able to catch up with your good buddy, Mackenzie Porter, as well.
Yeah, Max here, which that was an awesome surprise. So hopefully she stays awake and is able to pop out on stage with us later.
You know she's going to, man. She's vibrant as all heck, so she's going to have a great time with you.
Yeah, you know, blessing to have her here. I don't sing like Mackenzie Porter very well, so to have her, if she makes it on stage, to have her up there tonight, it's going to be awesome. I don't want to jinx it. But yeah, we love whenever we get to perform together. It's magical.
It was super cool, and she told a story earlier today about how somewhat organically your approach to her was for joining you on that tune, and it was kind of a heart-tugging story, man.
It is, yeah. I think it's a God thing, you know. I was just looking for a voice that could sell me the song, and for her to be in a time in her life where she could release it, and then it, to go on and set records and connect with so many people. That's the most fun thing is tonight. I'll have both eyes open when we sing this song and just watching everybody live or you know, figure out what character they are in that song and just really feel it. It's so cool as a songwriter, writing Think About You and seeing it come to life all the way up here in New Brunswick.
So again, we're stoked to have you back here on the East Coast of Canada. Where you are, you know, from the States and southern states, I always like to ask folks, what kind of Canadian treats are you into? Do you like poutine, ketchup chips, anything like those that you need?
I'll tell you, man, this has been a very special trip for me and my crew. My main bus driver, Serge, it was born here in Moncton.
Oh, cool.
So he's got a lot of family here. He took the week off, and we met him up here, and he threw a big old lobster feast for us last night. So we had lobster. I actually had my first ever quahog. I had six of them because they were so dang good off the grill.
Nice.
And then we had some steak after that. Of course, gosh, I think I had two desserts, and I slept like a king last night.
No doubt. Not only because it's a little cooler, but yeah, with a full belly.
Yeah, for sure. It was awesome. I can't wait to come back up here. I love to fish, and I'm going to get the river name here.
Miramichi.
Miramichi.
Yeah.
I got to come up and experience that, apparently.
Well, brother, our ocean waters all over the place. Like, I love to fish as well. So striped bass are the ones that we pull out. I pulled out two at once. I should show you the picture. And one was 25 inches. The other one was 27.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah. I'll be back up. I'm gonna make sure Serge takes another week off. And whenever I can join, we'll come up here and do a little fishing together.
Man, I'd love to be on that fishing trip for sure.
No doubt.
Did I leave anything out, man? Anything we want to hit on that I didn't hit on?
Well, you know what? You don't know this, but I'm going to tell you and everybody right now. We're about to release a new album. So those announcements will be coming pretty soon. And I'm so proud of this music and can't wait to see what everybody gravitates towards. And so we're flying high right now. Got a busy schedule ahead.